Welcome to the Bridging Success Podcast. I'm Bo Jenkins, founder and CEO of BridgeNet Technology Consultants, where we solve challenging technology issues for growing businesses. We are the leading customer-focused, community-involved expert technology consultants. Welcome to Bridging Success, the podcast where top B2B CEOs and executives share their insights, challenges, and game-changing strategies that drive innovation and business growth. I'm your host, Bo Jenkins, founder and CEO of BridgeNet Technology Consultants. Each episode, we spotlight visionary leaders shaping the future, diving into critical decisions, leadership philosophies, and breakthrough moments that have propelled them to success. On this episode, I'm joined by Eric Turney, the president and owner of the Monterey Group, the Monterey Company, a leading provider of custom branded merchandise, where he has helped scale the company from a regional supplier to a trusted partner for Fortune 500 brands, startups, and nonprofits alike. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Bo.
Absolutely. Why don't you start out by just sharing the story behind the Monterey Company and what inspired you to start this journey in the custom merchandise industry?
Yeah, no, I would love to start there. The business was originally founded in 1989. The founder was Paul Stark. He started as a brick and mortar in Santa Barbara area. And it was a promotional products business where he marketed on the newspaper a lot for pens and went door to door and really bootstrapped the business early on did promotional items like polos and writing instruments and really printed material, stickers. He really ran the gamut on a bunch of different items early on. It did really well. He got it up to in the late 90s, up to doing about $1 million in revenue a year. And he moved it. He took a chance, which I do really appreciate. In 2003, he went fully online with it, closed the brick and mortar, saw the bright, shining object of the dot-com millionaires and went, I'm going to go fully online with this. And just, he started with his niche of custom pins, custom coins, custom keychains that were outsourced from overseas. And that went fully online from there and had a really small team, but it was a really lean, mean team of just a handful of people. And he was able to stay at that 1 million revenue mark, which he was comfortable with from 2003 till I was hired in 2016. And right in there, he goes, I want to scale. We want to really blow this up and then essentially retire after that. His position was marketing. I handled the sales and the sales team, managed the sales team. And with his, he started doing SEO classes and learning about paid ads. And I handled the sales for up until 2 years ago when he was ready to retire. And myself and two business partners, we bought the company with the idea of really to modernize it with technology. He was using a lot of older tactics with involving SEO and paid marketing. And we wanted to modernize it, get it up to the new tech nowadays, and keep scaling.
Yeah, that's a great parlay into my next question, that if we think about the client experience, what do you think the top tech innovation that's made the biggest impact on client experience has been in recent years for the Monterey Company?
It's a good question. There's so many avenues we could go with. I know my mind at first just said AI. Like it's gotta be AI. It's so exciting nowadays. The models that they're building and how you can use it to automate live chats. And we do automatic review, almost review getting automations through AI. We use a phone system that has an AI agent, which has been very cool. It'll answer the phones on the weekends and late nights and point people in the right direction as far as getting them to sales or getting them to the website to fill out a form or getting them to our shipping department. Or that was a cool game changer. AI's been amazing.
How far are you from letting it answer the phone during the day?
We just had a meeting last week about having the voice agents go live during the day. Still a little apprehensive about it because we get so many calls during the day. So giving that piece up would, and Paul always drilled in our heads, like always have a live person answer the phone. He was very reluctant to do any of that, but I don't know. Well, soon, hopefully, we'll see.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I've had it drilled into my head that answer your phones live because your competition doesn't. The 500-pound gorillas that you mentioned in your forum, that I'm sure that you get some sort of automated phone tree that takes 20 minutes to dial through.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a mindset shift that we're all dealing with AI. You either love it or you hate it or you're scared to death of it.
So true.
Let's flip that over to employees. What is there one piece of technology that's had an impact on your employees and allowed them to do their jobs better, have better work-life balance, improve their productivity? And is it AI? Is it something different?
I know one of the easiest wins we had when we first purchased the business was we for years we had physical phones that were tied to the internet. So if someone was working in LA for the week for a trade show, they would, and I have done this multiple times, taken the physical phone with you on the plane and put it in your suitcase, plugged it into the internet and started taking sales calls. So switching that all over to being integrated with our CRM really helped our sales team a lot. Then they could work remotely, work in the middle of the night, work during the day to hop on the phone and close deals. That's the one that first came to my mind thinking about innovation and just making sure that all the software talks to each other. We just went from our CRM's Pipedrive, and then we quote out a PandaDoc, and then from there we send them a pay link through Stripe, and we can all those pieces talk to each other. It not only like speeds up the process a ton, but we get really accurate data now. For years, we were manually moving deals into one and then manually adding the monetary value of the deal. And there was just too much error in that we weren't getting the greatest data at the end of the day.
Not only errors, but it's so time consuming for
Yeah.
you to consume resources moving data from one system to another. Automation and innovation and tying those systems together is brilliant.
Absolutely.
I wanted to talk to you about micro batch production as well. I saw you mention that term and you're using that to fend off the 500-pound gorillas and Custom Ink and people like that. What kind of tech drives that for the Monterey company and how does that enhance the customer experience?
Yeah, no, there's a technology within that realm called direct-to-film transfer. It's when the bigger companies like Custom Ink, Vistaprint, and they have such a massive market share within our industry, and they do, I think their minimum, Vistaprint doesn't have a minimum, and a lot of smaller companies rely on a minimum. 24 hats is your minimum, 50 keychains is your minimum. These companies are so big that they can get skate around having a really low minimum. But with this direct-to-film print that we're doing now, the print shops can print a transfer, heat apply it onto a shirt, and get it out in quickly. And we have the ability to really lower our minimum with that. So we can do 6 t-shirts, we can do 8 sweatshirts or hoodies for an event when, and really compete better with those guys and get a more bigger market share. It's been pretty exciting within our industry.
Going to trade shows myself, one of the newest trends seems to be putting patches on hats.
Oh yeah. Yep. Do I
So,
have? Oh, right here.
there you
Yep.
go. Funny that I mentioned that's just
Yeah.
something that I've picked up on. I was wondering what the next micro batch production, that's what I had in my head when I thought about micro batch production was them. They haven't gotten to the pack where they can, hey, do you have your logo? I'll put it on this hat for you. But they have several different badges available that you can pick from to put on a hat, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, totally. They're starting to develop it in that realm and head towards there. Patches on hats have been such a huge trend in I would say the last 5 years. That has really taken over. It was embroidery forever. You just stitch your logo right on the hat and it looks nice, but patch leather, there's a PVC rubber embroidery silicone patches. And then we're seeing some places do a like a blank batch, and they'll do them at trade shows, and then they'll print the DTF print the logo or design, and then heat apply it onto the blank patch. So even in trade shows, you can pick your patch shape that you want, and then they'll heat apply it right onto the patch right there at the show and give it to you. And more along the lines to show off the equipment and the technology, but pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. What's next? What's the next patch on a hat that you see coming down the pipe for your industry?
That's a great question. We see more, and it depends on the different product too. When it comes to apparel, it seems like heavier t-shirts have came into popularity in the last 6 months to a year. It was for a long time really soft, thin t-shirts that were dominating. The people wanted something really soft. Now, heavier fit t-shirts are coming back into style. What else? Full color, direct to film, I think, is what we're most excited about. What else? I'm trying to think, man. There's so many options here to go down, and it's riding a wave with this customer. You're in the fashion industry almost, because which I never, because my wife pretty much just picks out what I like, a polo, and she takes it, hey, that looks good. But rope hats have been another popular one too. These hats with the white cream colored top with a colored bill, you even see them. I was watching the preseason NFL, like they're all over there. Those, and do I have a rope hat floating around? I do. Hats like these guys that have a rope on the front have been strangely very popular. Even this guy, this is a seven panel hat, so it's got a large front panel and then the smaller top too. That's where I see it, but again, it's hard to predict, and a lot of what we do is just ride the wave and see where it heads, and then try to capitalize on it.
Watch the NFL draft and see what they're wearing.
Exactly. Exactly.
You mentioned the switch from thin light t-shirts to heavy sweatshirts. My kids love to wear hoodies in the 108 heat index of the summer, which I'll never understand. And then they wear shorts to school in the winter.
Yeah, it's
It's like,
backwards.
it's something to prove how hot you can be in the summer and how cold you can withstand it in the winter. I don't know, but
Yeah, exactly. That's
we talked about what the future holds or what's coming down the pipe. What's the next hat patch? What are some exciting developments or innovations you're planning for the Monterey Company, for your staff, for client experience? What do you see happening there?
Oh yeah, we have some pretty big goals going into this last quarter, moving into 2026. We really this year have concentrated on the sales experience and the customer experience as much as we can, offering more touch points to the customer along their journey, because some of our products do take 3 to 4 weeks to produce. We found that customers would pay for their order, and then there was nothing else after that, and they would get a tracking number once it was time to ship. And that time, if it's 20 days from when it ships, that's so different than like the Amazon age when you put in your order and it's at your doorstep in 2 days. For us, how we combated that is having more touch points with the customer, emailing them, hey, your order has now moved to this stage in production, to where we're plating the product, or where if we did like this cool coin, you can see it spins in the middle.
Oh,
But
yeah.
this done overseas, and it would take 2 to 3 weeks to produce, and then probably a week to import or so. Yeah, in today's age, customers definitely don't want to wait a month to get their order. So having a lot of touch points along the way, letting them know, hey, it's in plating now. Hey, it's in packaging now. This is your expected date. And just improve that journey. And that also gives us the opportunity to upsell in there too. Maybe add stickers to your order, add some branded merch. And then, as another shift we've really nailed on is to improve the entire sales process. Like I said before, getting all that data in there correctly. And yeah, because you got to be data driven at the end of the day with your business. You got to know what ads are doing the best, what products do the best at what time, So for years, Paul ran on his gut feeling, and he was good at it too. He was really good at it. He had the industry really dialed. But we, maybe that's a younger idea, is we really want to have the data to make the smart, confident decision.
Yeah, as entrepreneurs though, there's something in our gut that's a little bit different from everybody else's, and you can run a long way on that gut feeling.
Yep, that's true. He did.
I love what you said about how you've tried to include more touch points along the customer journey, and it reminded me of how the pizza delivery
Yeah.
landscape has changed. You're letting
Yep.
them know when their pizza's in the oven, instead of starting to sit around and wait for the tracking once the item ships. So that's great.
Yeah, that was the exact analogy we brought up, is the Domino's tracker. That was brilliant. They whoever thought of that marketing piece was that was very smart.
Yeah, I think Pizza Hut was the first to make the
Oh,
move
was it?
there. I think so. I think the article I read, at least the article I read, was about Pizza Hut. Who was first? I don't know. They probably fight with each other about who was first, but
Exactly. Yeah.
I think you've talked on this next question a couple of different ways, but maybe you have some other ideas on how you compete with the 500-pound gorillas, the custom inks, the 4M prints. What Share some insights on how y'all are rising above the big guys and delivering lasting value to your clients.
That's a great question. We struggle with this a lot because there are some really big fish in the sea for us. They dominate market share and they have massive budgets to spend. And when we're spending, let's say, 25,000 a month on like Google ads, they're spending 2.5 million on Google ads. So it's hard to compete in that like Google landscape with the ads. They're always going to be that first spot, that first sponsored ad, when we may be the third, fourth, or maybe even be down at the bottom. So it is difficult. Our idea has always been to provide much better customer service. We get calls a lot about how horrible the service was with these big guys, and provide better value as far as product-wise. They may have the cheaper option, but we have the better t-shirt. We have the better brands that we offer. Our printing methods are better. And you can call us at any time. You can talk right with your sales rep. We're here to, you're not going through, like you touched on it before, this phone tree of just, anyone who's ever called FedEx knows that it's like a nightmare trying to get through there.
Yep, great. Tell me about some areas that you're trying to improve upon, some growth, or where are you focused and how are you moving the needle for the Monterey Company? And what are your goals? How are you planning to achieve those goals?
Yeah, no, good question. We moving into Q4, our goals are really to scale, and into 2026, we want to hit the $500,000 a month goal and really nail that consistently instead of sporadically like we have been. I guess our newest goal that we have, and for previous years, November, December was always pretty slow months. We would get branded merch for companies that wanted to give out employee gifts. That was really a lot of the bread and butter. Or it was companies who had a budget to spend before the year ended, school districts, military, government, or even larger businesses. But last year, we introduced custom ornaments to our, and we had done them before, but not within any, it was very sporadic, the deals. So we built pages and SEO that ranked really well quickly. And we did Facebook ads last year as an experiment to see if we could drive more business in December and in November. And it worked really well. And we did it on a pretty small scale. We didn't spend a ton of budget on those ads. So moving into this year, that's really our focus. We do weekly leadership meetings using the EOS model. Entrepreneur, yeah, so I love that. Love it, so good. But yeah, that just came up, is how we're starting now in August. We're developing our creatives for ornaments. We're really fine-tuning our landing pages and trying to have a really good, maybe our best December of all time. That's our immediate, our some of our immediate goals. But yeah, and for with Paul, for years and years, he did very little, if any, marketing spend as far as Google, Facebook, Twitter, any of those platforms. He just relied on his search traffic organically through Google. And we still have that traffic, but we within next year, we want to scale more our paid traffic, really get a bunch of leads. We know that our ROI is good with Meta and Facebook, or excuse me, and Google. And so now that we can see the data and we know that it's profitable, now we can really scale it now.
I'm always looking for unique and custom gifts for my clients when the opportunity presents itself. Hearing you talk about ornaments, it would be really cool to put their logo on an ornament and just give them a little box of six ornaments with their logo on it for Christmas. And my mind went back to the micro batching, just a thought. That would be really cool if I could say, hey, can you send me your logo? I ship it off to Eric and the Monterey Company, and I get back a box of ornaments that they could either put on their tree in the lobby or give it to employees. That'd be pretty neat.
Very cool ones too. You can add enamel color, different color ribbons, and that's been a huge piece of it is corporate gifting for your employees, for mailers. We'll send ornaments too in a lot of schools and universities. So yeah, I'm excited for this year. It's typically such a downtime in Q4, end of Q4, end of the year. But yeah, it should be fun.
Great, Eric. Look, I appreciate it. For those listeners that are inspired by your journey, that what's one key takeaway or piece of advice you'd like to share with them as we wrap this up?
Oh yeah, man, there's so many things. I think that just being consistent is the biggest piece of advice I can give, because we definitely haven't made every decision perfectly as entrepreneurs. We've spent last year, we hired a creative agency. I think it was 10 grand or 12 that we spent, and we were all excited, put out creatives, and they did nothing. It was pretty much just we could have taken that money and just flushed it down the toilet. That's what it was, the same value. But and just have a short memory, move forward, and just continue every day to move towards that ultimate goal. So it may seem like a daunting task, really scaling and hiring new employees, bringing people on, improving your processes. It's a lot to it's a big mountain to chew on, but if one bite a day, just being consistently going towards it. And in 2 years, we look back and we've accomplished a lot. I see that a lot with business owners. I see them do these sporadic, they try to head towards their goal. They'll work really hard for a couple months on it and they don't see it come to fruition that quick. And then they switch gears and move on to the next thing. And so they switch gears and move on to the next bright, shiny object. It's sometimes you just got to be consistent and keep going and just be at it every day.
I love that. Yeah. Mistakes and failures only become such when we don't learn from them, right?
So true.
Being consistent and learning from what you're seeing in front of you is great. Eric, for listeners that want to learn more about the Monterey Company and want to stay in touch with you, stay updated on your latest projects and offerings, what's the easiest, best way for them to find y'all?
Yeah, no, we're all over Google. So montereycompany.com is our website. We're on there. If you ever have any questions or interest in any of our products, we're more than happy to help. Our LinkedIn as well, in my LinkedIn as well, Eric Turney. I'm always on there. So you can feel free to chat with me directly. I love connecting with people on LinkedIn. We have face all the social media platforms we're on and spend a lot of time in, and so that's really the best way to get in touch with us is via the website or any of the socials.
Great. Yeah, there's a interesting picture of you at Halloween with a lot more hair on your head that comes up when
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
All
that's yep. That was a fun one.
right,
Tiger
Eric. Well, listen,
King.
I really enjoyed having you on. Thanks for your time and have a good rest of your day.
Thank you so much, Bo. Take care.
This is Bo. Thank you so much for listening to the Bridging Success Podcast. If you are a successful business owner who would like to be on this program, please visit podcast.bridgenetllc.com to sign up. If something in this episode connected with you, would you mind sharing it on social media? Just take a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or share it on your favorite social media platform. If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media with the hashtag #BridgingSuccess and let them know about the show. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, your ratings, and reviews, they go a long way to help promote the show and mean a lot to me and my team. Want to know more? Go to our website, bridgenetllc.com, or follow me on LinkedIn. Find me on Facebook at /BJakins or on Instagram at BoJakins. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.